天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工厂长大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。在上期的节目中，麦克牧师讲述了等候神的重大意义，就是使门徒们可以重新获得力量。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们学习另外两个重点，那就是为了区别叛徒和使徒，以及为了巩固被拣选的人。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们预备心，一起来深入的学习这两个重点吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome once again.
再一次欢迎你。
We have been talking about waiting upon the Lord.
上次我们谈到等候神。
And how difficult that is.
多么困难呢？
For most of us, waiting is not easy.
对大部分的人来说，等候真是不容易。
But God always has a purpose for the periods of waiting in our lives.
但在我们人生的等候期间，神都有他的目的。
If you have your Bible, please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
如果你手头有圣经，请翻开《使徒行传》第一章。
We have been looking at chapter 1, verses 12 to 26.
我们所看的是第一章第12到26节。
In Acts 1, we find the disciples waiting for the coming of God's Holy Spirit.
在《使徒行传》第一章里，门徒正等候圣灵的降临。
Jesus did not tell them how long to wait.
耶稣没有告诉他们要等多久。
He only said, wait until the Holy Spirit comes before you act.
他只说，在行动之前要等候圣灵。
Yet the disciples became impatient.
门徒却等得不耐烦了。
But in waiting, they were not only learning obedience.
但在等候中，他们不仅学习顺服。
They were learning how 120 people could fellowship together for 10 days.
他们也要学习120个人如何在十天之内彼此相处。
This was not just being together for a few hours each day.
这并不是每天只相处数小时而已。
Or even a whole day, then go home at night.
也不是白天共处，晚上各自回家。
No, this was day and night in one room.
不是的，他们是日夜共处在一间屋子里。
I know that there are some people who can get on your nerves.
我知道有些人会令你无法忍受。
I know that some people can irritate us.
我知道有些人就是爱招惹我们。
I know there are people who can be pure pain at times.
我知道有些时候有些人使我们头疼。
But we cannot live our Christian life in isolation.
但基督徒不能离群所居。
If we are to grow in Christ, we need people.
如果我们要在基督里成长，我们需要在人群中。
If we are to develop the character of Christ, we need people.
如果我们要培养基督那样的性格，我们需要在人群中。
If we are to exhibit the marks of Christ, we need people.
如果我们要彰显基督的特征，我们需要在人群中。
So in waiting, the apostles were learning obedience.
因此在等候中，门徒学习顺服。
In waiting, they were learning to fellowship together.
在等候中，他们学习彼此相处。
In waiting, they were learning to pray together.
在等候中，他们学习同心祷告。
What were they praying about?
他们祷告些什么呢？
Most likely, they were confessing their cowardness in forsaking the Lord.
很可能他们为了自己懦弱的离弃主而认罪悔改。
They were probably giving thanks to the Lord for forgiving them.
他们可能因为主赦免他们而感恩。
They were most likely praying in anticipation of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
最可能的就是带着确实的盼望，祈求圣灵降临。
They were searching the Old Testament.
他们在旧约圣经里寻找。
Searching for prophecies about the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
查考有关耶稣基督的生与死和复活的预言。
They were probably studying the book of Joel.
他们也许查考约珥书。
Especially chapter 2, verses 28 to 32.
特别是第二章第28到32节。
Trying to learn more about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
从中学习更多有关圣灵降临的事。
Waiting for the Lord strengthens the apostles.
等候使门徒获得能力。
But secondly,
第二
,Waiting for the Lord separates the apostates.
等候主是为了区分叛徒。
Look at verses 16 to 20 of Acts chapter 1.
请看《使徒行传》第一章第16到20节。彼得就在弟兄中间站起来说，弟兄们，圣灵借大卫的口在圣经上预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这话是必须应验的。他本来列在我们数中，并且在使徒的职任上得了一份。这人用他作恶的工价买了一块田，以后身子扑倒，肚腹崩裂，肠子都流出来。住在耶路撒冷的众人都知道这事，所以按着他们那里的话，给那块田起名叫亚格大马，就是血田的意思。因为诗篇上写着说，愿他的住处变为荒场，无人在内居住，又说愿别人得他的职分。
What is an apostate?
什么是叛徒呢？
An apostate is the person who once knew the gospel.
叛徒就是一个人听了福音
and may have accepted it intellectually,
可能凭理性接受了,
but has since turned their back on the gospel.
但后来却背弃了福音。
We have many apostates in the world today.
今天这世上有很多叛徒。
Those who preach the denial of the virgin birth.
他们的论调否定耶稣是由童贞女所生。
Those who preach the denial of the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们的论调否定耶稣基督具有神性。
Those who preach the denial of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们的论调否定耶稣基督身体复活。
Those who preach the denial of Jesus as the only way to heaven.
他们的论调否定耶稣是通往天堂唯一的道路。
Those who preach the denial of the coming judgment.
他们的论调否定将要临到的最后审判。
Judas Iscariot was an apostate.
加略人犹大就是个叛徒。
He followed Jesus.
虽然他跟随耶稣。
But he had his own agenda.
但他有自己的一套。
He followed Jesus.
他跟随耶稣。
Because it was profitable.
因为有利可图。
He followed Jesus.
他跟随耶稣。
Because he wanted to use him.
因为他要利用耶稣。
He followed Jesus.
他跟随耶稣。
Only to try to manipulate him to do what he wanted him to do.
只是为了想操控耶稣照他的意思去做。
And when Jesus did not do what Judas wanted him to do, he betrayed him.
当耶稣没有照着犹大的企图去做的时候，犹大就出卖了耶稣。
Judas represents those who throw away the most incredible opportunities in life.
犹大代表着一类人，他们抛弃了生命中最奇妙的机会。
Judas represents those who go to church and hear the gospel message.
犹大代表一类人，他们到教会去听福音。
And they may believe it intellectually.
他们可能用理性相信。
But never commit their life to Christ.
却从没有把生命的主权交给基督。
Judas represents those who may be religious people.
犹大代表着一类人，他们看起来像是很虔诚的教徒。
Who have been privileged to hear the word of God.
他们有幸听到神的话。
But it takes no hold of them.
却没有真正听进去。
Judas represents all those who follow Jesus.
犹大代表那些跟随耶稣。
Only for what they can get out of him.
却仅仅为了想从耶稣身上得好处的人。
And when he does not give them what they want, they betray him.
一旦耶稣没有把他们想要的给他们，他们就背叛主。
Here in verses 16 to 18,
在第16到18节里，
Peter is giving us a detailed account of how Judas committed suicide.
彼得告诉我们犹大自杀的情景。
Obviously, he tried to hang himself from a tree on a cliff.
显然他是在悬崖边的一棵树上吊死的。
His weight tore the branch and his body was smashed by the rocks in the valley below.
他身体的重量折断了树枝，使他摔在下面山谷里的大石头上，肚腹崩裂。
By the way, when Judas returned the 30 pieces of silver,
当犹大把30块银子还回去时，
which was the amount he received from the Jewish leaders to deliver Jesus,
那就是他出卖耶稣，把耶稣交给那些宗教领袖的代价。
They would not keep the money.
祭司长老不肯收。
These hypocrites said this is blood money.
这些伪君子说这是血钱。
So they gave it to charity.
于是把钱捐给慈善机构。
They bought a cemetery to bury the strangers among them.
他们买了一块坟地，专门埋葬他们那里的外乡人。
My listening friends, let me give you a warning.
亲爱的朋友，这是个警告。
Judas's sin of betraying Jesus was no greater sin than Peter's sin of denying Jesus.
犹大出卖耶稣的罪不比彼得否认耶稣的罪大。
Both men sinned equally.
他们是同等的罪。
But why did one go to become a great apostle and the other had his body smashed to pieces?
但为什么一个成为伟大的使徒，而另一个却粉身碎骨呢？
Why one ended up in heaven and the other's soul damned in hell for eternity?
为什么一个上了天堂，另一个却永远沦亡地狱呢？
The difference is this.
区别就在于，
Peter truly recognized his sin.
彼得诚心认罪。
He wept over his sin.
他哭泣忏悔。
He repented of his sin.
他从罪中回转。
And he asked for forgiveness of his sin.
并恳求神赦免他的罪。
But Judas allowed his accusing conscience to be mingled with his pride.
犹大却容许自己良心的责备跟他的骄傲自大混合在一起。
And he refused to repent.
他拒绝悔改。
And thus spends eternity in the abyss.
结果永远落入地狱深渊里。
My listening friend, please listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
There are only two ways to deal with sin.
对付罪只有两种方式。
The right way and the wrong way.
正确的和错误的。
Hiding it, ignoring it, and denying it is the wrong way.
隐藏、忽视和否认罪过都是错误的方式。
And will result in eternal torment.
结果就是在永恒里受煎熬。
But confessing it, repenting of it, and asking Jesus to forgive it,
然而认罪悔改并恳求耶稣赦免，
will send you to eternity in heaven with him.
你将会在天堂永远与主同住。
The choice is yours.
这是你的选择。
Peter chose repentance, brokenness, and humility.
彼得选择了谦卑、伤心、痛悔。
But Judas chose arrogance and pride.
犹大却选择傲慢自大。
In fact, verse 20 tells us that hell was Judas's own choosing.
其实二十节就是告诉我们是犹大自己选择了地狱的。
Here is something that's very important that I don't want you to miss.
这一点很重要，我不希望你忽略了。
the people who will end up in hell,
沉沦在地狱里的人,
will be there because they choose to go there.
是自己选择到那里去的。
Not living for Christ is choosing hell.
拒绝为基督而活就是选择地狱。
It is our deepest prayer that you will choose Christ.
我们最深的祷告就是你愿意选择基督。
And that you will choose him today.
而且今天就选择他。
Now let me summarize again.
现在让我再说一次重点。
Waiting for God strengthens the apostles.
等候主使门徒获得能力。
Waiting for God separates the apostate from the apostles.
等候主是为了区别叛徒和使徒。
Thirdly,
第三,
Waiting for God solidifies the anointed.
等候主是为了巩固被拣选的人。
Because the apostles waited on the Lord,
因为门徒等候主,
they learned obedience.
他们学会了顺服。
They learned fellowshipping together.
他们学会了如何彼此共处。
They learned to pray together.
他们学会了同心祷告。
And they also learned to discern together.
他们一同学习分辨是非。
They were able to discern God's choice for Judas's replacement.
他们懂得如何分辨神所拣选取代犹大的使徒人选。
In many years, I have met a lot of people who thought that they were called to full-time ministry.
多年来我遇见好些个人自认为神呼召他们担任全时间传道人。
My initial inclination is to discourage them.
我一开始总是不鼓励他们。
Why do I say this?
为什么我这么说呢?
Because if they are truly called of God, they cannot get away from God.
因为若真是神呼召了他们就逃避不了。
So I never worry about discouraging them.
所以我不用担心让他们泄气。
Whatever God has called you to do, he will get you to do.
神无论呼召你做什么,他会坚持到底。
Here the apostles not only placed qualifications,
在这里门徒不但考虑人选的资格,
but they waited on the Lord to see whom he is calling.
并且等候神指示所呼召的是谁。
Sometimes Christians pray for revival.
有时候基督徒祈求神复兴我们。
I pray for that myself.
我自己也这么祈求。
But I often wonder if we really are prepared for a revival.
但我常思考,究竟我们预备好接受属灵的复兴吗?
As I read church history,
当我看教会的历史,
I learn that when genuine revival breaks out,
我发现当真实的复兴产生时,
it is the most draining experience.
那是一种消耗量极大的经历。
It is draining emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
不论在情感、体力和心灵方面都有巨大的消耗。
During times of revival, people come under such conviction of their sins.
当复兴发生时，许多人迫切认罪。
That they are literally pressing into the church.
他们蜂拥而至来到礼拜堂。
They do not want to go home.
他们不想回家。
In times of revival,
在属灵的大复兴中,
new Christians are so hungry and thirsty for God's word,
新基督徒对神的话如饥如渴,
that they want to be instructed in God's word.
他们愿意让神的话指引他们。
They want their lives to be straightened out.
他们希望好好整顿自己的人生。
They want wise counsel.
他们需要智慧的劝勉。
They want to walk under godly leaders.
他们愿意跟随属灵的领袖。
My listening friend, as I conclude today, I want to talk to you directly.
亲爱的朋友，在结束之前，让我直接的对你说。
As you're listening today, you may have heard the voice of God speaking to you.
今天当你收听这个节目时，你可能已经听见神对你说话了。
Like Judas, you may have been following Christ.
就像犹大，你可能跟随基督。
From a distance.
却保持距离。
Like Judas, you have intellectually believed in Christ.
就像犹大，你用理性相信基督。
But you have never received the salvation and forgiveness Christ is offering you.
但你从没有接受耶稣基督给你的救恩和赦免。
You might be a person who have allowed your pride to hinder you.
也许你让骄傲自大拦阻你。
You might have allowed rituals and religion to hinder you.
也许你让宗教礼仪拦阻你。
You might have allowed your denominational affiliation to hinder you from crowning Jesus to be the king of your life.
也许你让教会的宗派拦阻你尊耶稣为你生命之主。
If God has spoken to you today,
如果今天神对你说话,
don't put it off.
不要再推辞。
Respond to his loving invitation.
立刻回应他慈爱的呼唤。
And then write to us and let us know.
然后写信告诉我们。
So that we can pray for you.
我们好为你祷告。
Until we meet next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
我虽不完全，而你。 遵循主的话语，为讨主喜悦。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，愿那圣灵来复兴我们内心对神话语的渴慕，使耶稣基督真正的成为我们生命的救主。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。